If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the Players' Place.
Hour number two of Ben and Woods. It is Thursday morning. Quick update. Samad Taylor has started his rehab assignment. Actually began on Tuesday. Had a home run yesterday.
Spark plug, baby.
It's interesting. Was looking at the numbers. And Luis Ranjifo has essentially just completely picked up where Samad Taylor left off. So before Taylor got hurt, he was hitting 330 with a 410 OBP and 398 slug, one homer, 11 RBI, six steals over 26 games. Then Ranjifo arrives, hitting 313, 409 OBP, 455 slug, four homers, 13 RBIs, three steals in 29 games. I don't know. Is there a place for both of those guys on the roster at the same time? They do have slightly different skill sets, for sure.
Well, I mean, Samad is a
better defender.
Better defender. Yeah, and faster. can actually play left field.
Correct.
And I think, but I mean, look, I think Austin Hayes is probably the luxury, right? That's probably
the bat luxury
that you could say. Well, I mean, and, you know, listen, I know yesterday's game notwithstanding, I think Sung Moon Song has a place on this roster. I do. Defense, I know, you made an error. But I think defensively, you got to have him on the roster. He's got some speed. He's not the world's greatest hitter, but.
Well, I think one of the issues with Sung Moon Song, and we've seen it now this year, the guy plays well with regular playing time.
Correct.
And when he was getting it, when the Padres were thin, he was showing marked improvement at the plate. He was sharp in the field. Now, as the Padres hitters have started getting going and there's been less room in the lineup and he's been sitting on the bench more, now he comes in and he looks rusty. He looks like he hasn't been in for a while. But I don't think this team can afford right now to play Sung Moon Song a lot and try to keep him sharp because they need other guys in the lineup on most days. So you're not going to get him at his best because you're not playing him regularly.
See, TOM says Bowen is going down when Taylor is back. Maybe. I mean, it's...
Jace is so fast, though.
So fast.
Maybe, but I think you want to have Jace
probably
Bowen...
Probably actually have him over Sun Moon Song.
I think you want to have Jace Bowen on the playoff roster. Yeah, if you're going to the playoffs.
So your backup infielder then is Ranjifo?
Dicey. I mean, you're hoping in the playoffs
that you don't need them.
No backup infielders are really coming into play. And if it is, it's because of an injury. And I don't know, you probably.
So you got a bench.
You do have Tatis that you can bring into the infield if you needed to move guys around.
And you can
Jake over to short or third or whatever if you needed to in a pinch.
Yeah, that's true.
So I do think that there may not be a spot for Sung Moon Song on the playoff roster.
Well, it's like Tyler says, need a backup shortstop. Song is the only legit option other than Jake Cronenworth. Cronenworth can go play short.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, let's not count our chickens playoff-wise. We're only a game up right now in the wild card.
We're not counting chickens, but you do want to plan for it, you know, in case you get there.
That's
it's not assuming they are going to get there.
Well, I would see planning for it if it started next week. There's 34 games to go.
But when you hit September, you have to have...
Don't you get an extra roster spot?
You do.
Okay,
you can't have guys in the minors and then bring them up and then put them on the playoff roster unless there's an injury. You have to kind of decide going into
fake
September.
An injury like the Dodgers do. Neck inflammation is the latest one with Edwin Diaz.
And then, oh, that's right.
Yeah,
put neck him on the IL.
So I was listening to Eno, who we'll have on today. Eno Saris at 8:40. He was doing rates and barrels, and it wasn't just the Dodgers that did it. Somebody else did the neck inflammation, and he goes, "Dude, come on, everybody's inflamed right now. We're really putting people on the IL for inflammation. If that's the case, no one would ever play." So yeah, I think that's definitely something that you can do. Come playoff time, but we got to get there first.
And then I don't know if I missed it. Did not hear anything about Joe Musgrove and an official final rehab start, maybe. I know they talked about it being in either AA or AAA tomorrow, which would then set him up to potentially pitch the last game of the homestand on Wednesday against his old team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, in his return. But I don't think Craig Stammen had any pregame availability, and I don't remember hearing it addressed in the postgame yesterday. They didn't have the post game on TV, so a lot of what Paulie has played to me,
yeah, I was not sure if he even met with the media
because Bob Scanlon, they kept teasing it, and then they never got to it. Maybe they were just working on some stuff in the clubhouse, and they had to end the telecast. So a lot of this audio is new to me, and I did not hear an update on Joe Musgrove.
I asked about it after the game.
But I have a source. My source says it'll be against Pittsburgh, but take it for what it's worth.
All right. So that would probably mean one more rehab start tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then likely Wednesday would be his day in the series finale against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, which would be sick.
That would be pretty cool.
Yep. So it times out well, so maybe my source was right.
Paulie, would you like to take us down the archives in a Throwback Thursday here? What do you got for us this
week? I would love to. Rule of three. I got three fun clips for you guys today. One of our first clips, really, as a show, at least on 97.3 The Fan. We'd only been here for a couple of months. This is a classic. We bring it back. This is the one of a handful that no matter what, we're going to play it every year around this time.
We'll dedicate this, by the way, to our pal Clay Murray. Speaking of National Radio Day, Paulie,
I love Clay.
We used to work with Clay. Yeah. Clay used to strike me out in adult league. He's his daughter Remy turns 9. They're on their first going to the first day of school today. So happy first day of school! Happy birthday! Happy National Radio Day to Clay. We'll dedicate this clip to you guys.
Yes, I don't remember exactly how we got into it. We're talking a little music, and Ben mentioned that it was he'd always wanted to be able to hit the falsetto notes,
the high notes,
and
like my favorite vocal style,
because you've got such a deep, rich voice, and you can't do the.
You don't want to be able to do it.
I think because there's the whole segment. I only pulled a clip here, but the whole segment we played. I think we came back with that song. I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah,
just this little rhythm of my heart, and that kind of got us going about that high notes and
song
all that.
Kicks ass.
Yeah,
just listen to the rhythm. Just listen to the rhythm.
Guitar.
Yeah,
guitar. Jeez. And so you challenged Ben immediately. Yeah. Said, "Well, come on,
let's
hear it." And he's like, "I don't want to do it." And you're like, "Come on, we're a morning show. We're on a new station. Let's
go. Get after it."
And he tried it, and I will always give you credit for at least attempting, Ben.
This guy's got huge stuff.
All right, so do you have any tips for me? I mean, you can kind of hit the high.
Let's see. Tips. Kind of feel it in your face, not so much
feel
your stomach.
In your face.
Yeah, in your face, not your stomach.
I've never successfully gotten up there. Yeah, this song in particular,
the baritone,
which is one I like to sing.
Kind of comes from here.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. I know that.
It's down here.
I can give you the.
Yeah.
I can give you down low.
Right.
But I can't give you up high.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Not a thing.
Okay.
Just kind of feel it in your nose.
This is terrifying. This is actually terrifying.
It's terrifying to sing on the radio.
But I will do my best.
All right, here we go.
Bring it up for me, Paul.
She had a place in his life.
It's getting warmed up.
He never made her think twice.
All right.
As he rises
half
to
the song in his normal voice.
Yeah. Just
anybody
talking, mocking.
Anybody else would surely
it's like
know.
Still waiting on the falsetto.
No, it's coming.
Yeah.
He's watching her go.
Lower.
Uh-oh, here we go.
But what a fool believes he sees. The wise man has the power.
That's my favorite.
That was so good.
Heard in my life.
I just know it gets so high there that If I didn't start a little bit lower, like, where am I going to go?
KG the Elf said, give me the William Shatner treatment. Yeah.
She's watching her go. But what a fool believes he sees. The wise man. She had a place in his life.
Like, let's go. But that when he hits that, what a fool believes. He's like a cat, dude, getting slaughtered.
But what a fool believes.
But he says power.
He sees the wise man has the power.
It's very, very, very difficult to do.
Oh, God.
I think the problem, too, is you were trying to sing it instead of falsetto it. Like, you were trying to really, from your diaphragm, because you can be like, can you do this?
Ooh.
That's better. That's better. That's better. Like... like the Beach Boys.
Right. The power.
You're trying to go through your throat. You got to go kind of through
the note. I never took any singing lessons or anything.
It may surprise you. Your boy was in the choir.
Yeah. Nice.
He was in the choir.
The wise man has the power.
Sang for many, many years. But working for the SEALs shredded my voice so bad that I can't sing a song anymore. And it's quite...
Hector says, this is worse than waterboarding.
That's true. It's true. What's the next one?
That was August 19th of 2019. And August 19th was a big day on this show because August 19th, 2022, we were graced by the presence of Mark Grant.
Yes.
He joined us in studio. I think we just had him scheduled to come on that morning and he was driving around town. He goes, you want me to just pop by the studio?
That's right.
Absolutely. And he stuck around for... hour or two,
yeah.
I remember, because we did like a regular kind of baseball segment, but he stuck around for the Rinder Report, and whatever we were talking about in the Rinder Report, it got Mark Grant talking about Grease and musicals, and it led to all of us singing in studio.
Mark Grant can do a little singing.
Yeah, he can.
He's not bad.
By the way, Grease, probably one of the better musicals ever written,
yeah.
And just a great story. Great songs.
God, I hate musicals.
Except
good.
For that. Do you
one.
Really?
Yeah,
I just
really
love,
do.
By the way, speaking of musicals, and I'll end on this, I watched La La Land about a week ago.
Good one.
So good.
Very good movie.
So good.
We're here. We're there. We're everywhere. I can't do
oh,
don't
yeah.
sing your
you know
dialogue.
What? And when I leave here and drive back to Alpine, I'm going to stop on the ramp and just get out of my car and just get a hook.
It's a beautiful day.
You know, you could sing the love baseball it. Game tonight.
Love it.
I dare you to bust out some sing song tonight.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the
plain
and the waving wheat. Kiss your smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
I mean,
just when you think he's done.
Good night, everybody.
What do we do? We're never going to top that.
No, you can't top that.
No, we have Mudd singing Oklahoma show tunes in studio. Pretty much, we should retire. At
you're
this point.
Doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, O K L A H O M A, Oklahoma. Yeah!
Incredible. Save some of those pipes for tonight.
Oh,
summer loving,
handily.
Had me a blast. Summer loving. Happened so fast. I met a girl crazy for me.
I met a boy cute as can
you
be.
Can do it.
Summer of the summer nights. So tell me more.
Tell me more. Did you get very far?
Incredible. I love that man.
This was all like at the end of the show,
yeah.
too. Like
yeah, we were wrapping up.
We were wrapping up at the end music and just...
Oklahoma!
Like Enrico Palazzo. So good.
By the way, we will get into a little bit more with Don and Mudd in our doo-doo this segment.
Oh, indeed.
Coming up later this half hour, but we still have one more Throwback Thursday clip, and I don't even know.
I don't either.
What this one is. It just says...
mystery.
Pauly should set this one up.
Yeah, we had a couple of fun musical clips there, but this last one was from today, actually. This day, 6 years ago. So April 20th, 2020. You guys... or August 20th, excuse me. You guys were in the Corona Cave, and Woodsy brought... what, two-and-a-half-year-old Bo at
yeah.
that point, August of 2020. You brought a two-year-old Bo in with you, and you quizzed him on some Padres questions here.
Made
and
Ben
I wanted to
very,
play this.
Very uncomfortable.
Ben will try to just full back his way through.
Yes,
you're going to have to just get rid of that because the rest of the clip is so
cute. Really good.
I started like getting teary eyed yesterday just listening to
it. Will
so
get me
I wanted you to cry today without right. knowing this clip was coming.
Okay.
Hey, what you doing over there? You shy?
I would be.
My little guy in here. Come here. You want to say hi to everyone?
Padres wrap up their four-game series. Second two-game series
in a row,
if you'd like.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
The Padres wrap up. Let the kid talk. He hates dead air so much.
My little guy in here. Come here. You want to say hi to everyone?
Padres wrap up their four-game series or second two-game series in a row, if you'd like, against the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, get the dumb button ready.
He's Bo's on.
Bo, say hi. Say hi, everyone.
Hi, Bobo.
Say hi, Paul.
He can't
hi,
hear you. Paul. There, oh,
there it is.
Good boy. That was nice.
You want to do the Padres lineup like you did last night?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Jake?
Enough.
Eric?
Woods.
Eric Woods.
Eric Woods. Eric Ha.
Smurf.
Will?
Where did I say that?
Will?
Myers.
Yep. Manny?
Manny?
Fernando.
He calls him Manny.
Tatis.
Very good.
Wow.
That's pretty good, man.
Amazing.
That's crazy, that little squeak voice. Little... Anyway, Philip Rivers one time walked into
and
the...
And he just started third grade?
Padres
third
wrap grade. Up their four-game wow. yeah. series.
So good.
Yeah, Eric Woods, by the way.
Eric?
Woods.
No, yes.
Not Eric related.
Not Eric Woods.
Eric Woods.
Smurf.
So
Smurf.
Good.
So
that was,
he can't
hi,
hear
Paul.
You.
Hi, Paul. It's so sweet. Yesterday. Sweet little baby. Yeah, third grade now.
Wow.
Now regularly tells me, leave me alone, bro.
Bro?
Bro. That's it.
Bro.
Bro. Hey, yo, bro, chill, is what he tells me. Hey, yo, bro, chill.
You're like, that's all not right. the same kid from that clip.
I meant to bring this up. You remember, how, like, there was a period we'd make fun of, like, kids and their slang, you know, 6'7", 6'7", and all the slang. They've actually got a couple of... The ones I really like that they use all the time, there's two. Yeet. Yeet's one of my favorites. Yeet. It's been around for a while, but like, it's, you know what yeet is?
It's positive, right? It's good.
It's actually like if I throw this,
chucking it.
If yeah, I throw this ball at you, I yeet it at you, yeah. which yeah. I think is so don't funny.
Yeet, don't yeet it at
Sung
me.
Moon Song yeeted that ball yesterday, and it works perfect. Then the other one is chopped, which I think is great. Like I think it's so good. Their slang is getting made. Chopped would be like, I don't know, like your shoes are chopped, man. So they're like, they're not good.
Oh.
Chopped. I think it's so good, don't
worn,
you?
Worn, tired,
yeah,
old,
just kind of like.
I think my favorite slang term is unk still. Like,
unk
I,
is great.
I love how, unk's like, good. I've seen kids will call, like, a fourth grader would call
yeah.
a sixth grader unk.
I know, so good.
Anybody older just automatically is unk.
I just think chopped is so funny. Like, man, that shirt is chopped.
I am pleased that in 23-plus years as a parent, neither of my children have ever once called me bruh.
It's just the new, I think they call, oh, he calls his mom bruh, too. Everybody's bruh. That's just what they do. It's, yeah, chopped is like busted. Like, you, man, you looking chopped today. I think it's so cooked is great. It's so cooked. So, yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better the older they get.
But, you know, it'll change again.
Oh, yeah, it'll change again.
Year or
and
two
then chopped will be terrible. And yeah,
because
exactly.
we'll be using it. Oh, no. The old heads, the unks are using chopped now, so we got to move on to something else.
But yeet lays me out every time. And then he yeeted it across the playground. I'm like, all right, it's great.
All right, when we come back, I mentioned one of the teases. Don and Mud will play a part in our doo-doo this segment.
Gus says, my kid called my mom Grandbruh once.
Grandbruh.
Oh, that hurt. Grandbruh. It's incredible. What's up, Grandbruh and Grandbruh? It's fantastic.
Plus, why the Orioles were hopping mad yesterday, and don't do this, all coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, SDFatLoss.com is the program I use to lose 40 pounds in 60 days.
You were chopped.
I was chopped.
Before. And now you're not chopped.
And you don't have to yeet anything around while you're losing the weight. No exercise necessary. You can lose the weight simply by following their program based on real foods, stuff from the grocery store. You can even eat out. Heck, they even know you're probably going to cheat once or twice. They'll get you back on track. I had a I had a weekend, cheat weekend while I was losing the weight where I gained 7 pounds, and I still lost 40 pounds in 60 days, which means I really lost 47 pounds in 60 days, and I've kept that weight off for more than 3 years. You can learn how the program works for you by signing up for a free consultation at sdfatloss.com. They will explain how they jumpstart your metabolism, which is the opposite of the GLP-1 injections. They lower your metabolism. You often lose muscle instead of weight. And if you don't keep taking the expensive injections, you're probably going to gain that weight right back. This is different. It's sustainable. It's based on real foods. And if I can do it, you can do it as well. A pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. And take $200 off the program for 97.3 The Fan listeners right now in their summer special at sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Barry.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. And we will begin, Don't Do This, with a baseball story, Woods. Took place yesterday in Baltimore, where the Orioles were taking on the Yankees. Pete Alonso had already homered earlier in the game in the third inning, came up to the plate again in the seventh inning, and hit a nuclear missile down the left field line. It looked like it was one of those that was hit so hard that it was going to stay fair sort of things, but it was too high, and it went over the foul pole. So you couldn't really tell for sure if it was right of the foul pole or left of the foul pole or if it would have hit the foul pole. So the umpires had to just make the decision on the field, and the third base umpire ruled it foul.
Called initially foul,
but they quickly went to the crew chief review. No challenge necessary. We're going to send this to New York to see if we got it right. While this was happening, they played a lot of replays on the Baltimore Orioles broadcast.
Alonso, the two-out batter.
Here's the play-by-play.
Alonso drills it. That ball is headed for the moon. Will it stay fair? It's foul.
Pete can't believe it.
Oh, no.
I probably got to take a look at this.
So, when you see it from the angle, we don't know if it's right down the line.
That's a fair ball.
But the ball definitely appears to be either over or on the right side of the foul pole.
It has to be overturned. It has to be.
I mean, that's a fair ball.
And here we go. Here's Will Little.
After review, the ball on the field stands.
Oh my gosh. Come on, Will.
Pete's like, really? Cool.
What the F are we doing?
So turned out to be pretty important as Alonso struck out, and then the Yankees would score in the eighth to go on to win 5-3.
And the Orioles are in this thing. They're trying to win these games. They're not out of it.
An umpire's chopped.
There was a lot of discussion after the game. Orioles were obviously mad about it, and they feel like baseball needs to add some sort of technology to the top of the foul pole. Pete said, I think a simple fix is like football. You have the pylon camera with the plane where it shoots right across the goal line. I feel like for us, we could easily have a laser or a camera
I just want foul pole with freaking laser beams attached to the freaking top.
We'll add more lasers.
We are getting to
We're getting dangerously to the point, though, where it's just going to be like beep, boop, bop, beep, bop, strike, bop, beep, bop, fair, foul. I mean, we're going to get there, and it's because of things like this. And, you know, that view always, anytime it's like the over the pole bit is what I'm like. If I'm an umpire, I'm like, oh, God, this is 50-50.
Why isn't that pole a little taller?
I'm sympathetic to it a little bit. Was it egregious, would you say? Anytime he goes over the top.
I just don't.
It's the same with the, it went over the top of the bag. I'm like, did it?
The part that makes me upset is I hate just like Jesse hates this when it happens. But it's the fact that the original call even matters at all.
It should not matter at all. I want to challenge that play at second base. Not whether you called him out. I want to challenge the play, and then you make the decision on if he's safe or if he's out. Not enough evidence to overturn. Right. I do not like that.
They've gone away from that a little more in football now, going, hey, we got Let's just get it right. Let's not just be beholden to the original decision that may have been ill-informed on the field. The umpire may have blinked and
It's happening so fast. We all understand if you miss one or two, but if you're going to have the technology,
let's
get it right. We called it a strike. So
can I give a shout out to in that regard? I want to give a shout out to camera operators because their ability to follow the ball, golf, baseball are two of the ones how many times? Because we've seen it when they screw up. And when they screw up, it is so jarring to you. The camera, like, bobs and you don't know where the ball is. I don't know how they do it. They have to have the eyes of an eagle. I mean, it is mind-boggling how they get it right much as they do.
There's also a tempo that you kind of get used to. Because I have a camera.
Yeah.
And I've had to go shoot, like, golf.
Have you before?
Like, doing a story. And, you know, they're in the fairway and I'm by the green. And they hit. And I've got to, like... Okay, I know the tempo. I just see it. Okay, up and then down. I'm guessing a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I saw the swing. I think it's up and I'm coming down. And
what if he blades it?
Yeah. I'm glad it's not live. Like, they're doing it live.
Live.
I'm doing it. I can just, I totally missed that one.
I'll just bang that shot. Yeah, you're not on ABC in the middle of a live shot.
Yeah, that's something that's very underappreciated.
It's so underappreciated in my book.
I saw somebody had commented on Instagram, you know, MLB or one of the accounts that I follow on Instagram. They posted the Tatis robbery again. And I was just looking at some of the comments, you know, all the expected stuff. But then somebody goes, shout out to the camera crew and the camera switching to get those angles the way that they did it, that particular catch, reaction, the hair flip and everything. And I go, that's not easy to do.
Not easy, man.
And to know exactly, all right, camera three, go, you know, to like get the perfect angles. They really crushed it.
Brilliant. They usually do. That's a tough one for... We saw it the other night. I mean, there's two games in the playoff race that we saw it in Tampa. Was it Tampa? No, it was Miami. We saw it in Miami. Completely changed the complexion of the game. Should have been a game-tying triple down the line, and they're like, no, we'll give you two runs. at least they got two out of it, my God. But that was a two game. We needed that game, too. The Padres needed that game.
That would have been maybe a Phillies loss. This ended up being a win.
This ripple effect, it goes deep, my friends, but let's get to this. We're going to start early with the doo-doo this.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Look forward to it every year. Awful Announcing puts out its... best booths in baseball. And let's just do the top three. It's usually the same top three every year, just a rotating scene of these three guys. Nobody's really been able to crack through. But number three, the New York Mets. Gary Cohen, Steve Gelbs, Keith Hernandez, Ron Darling, Todd Zeal, and Daniel Murphy are cruising in with the most common grade was an A, 53.4% of votes. They're good. They are good. They're funny. They make me laugh.
They are the most, I would say... honest in terms of like criticism of the team sometimes.
Well, and this group number two will also
number two.
They'll also turn on the team really quickly and for good reason, I think. Of course, San Francisco Giants, Dwayne Kuiper, Dave Fleming, John Miller, Glenn Kuiper, Mike Kruko, Javier Lopez, Sean Estes, and Hunter Pence. Their A grade with the most common grade, 50% of the votes.
They were the perennial champions for a while.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. Now with Mike Kruko retiring, don't know how that's going to change the dynamic in the future, but they go out number two.
Number two.
Because...
number one.
The number one television team. Major League Baseball. should come as no surprise to anybody listening this morning.
Colorado Rockies.
At last. No, second to last. Number one, San Diego Padres. Don Orsillo, Jesse Agler, Mark Grant, Tony Gwynn Jr., Bob Scanlon, Mariluz Cook. Congratulations to all involved. I know they're excited about it. They're great. They're great. It's we say it every single year. Your life, my life, my family, my home, that's what I hear in my house all the time. Yeah. And that's what makes me the happiest is when I hear those guys. That's my summer family. I feel lost when they're gone. And we are so, so lucky. So yeah, Don and Mutt are the perfect mix of baseball acumen, fun, and random humor that bring joy to the game, wrote one grader. And Tony Gwynn Jr. continues to improve while Scanlon and others do great work. And Agler is the greatest. I added that postscript to
this.
This
is just TV, but they include Jesse and Tony because they fill in
TV.
In the booth as well. They wrote, they want to include everybody.
We're so lucky.
Orsillo's signature play calling paired with Grant's goofy humor creates an infectious atmosphere every night. I could not agree more.
Say it, Tony.
Say it, Donnie.
All down by way of the cave.
I love it, man. And when they start giggling, it's over. You can be losing 7-1. And they're like,
holy
pissy. You're pissy. And then Don starts making fun of Mud's boiler, and it's over. You're like, tight fit over there. And I'm done. I just lose it. I lose it. Can I pull the curtain back about what happened in Chicago when I went into the booth and talked to Don?
Sure.
Should I? Yeah. I can.
Sure.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
I'm trying to remember the story.
There's something that we've done on this program since we started. And Ben hated it initially because you're trained. If there's a mistake, you don't acknowledge it and you just plow through. And the first time you ever flub, like what's an example, Paulie, of a Ben flub?
I'm sure Paulie has no example.
No, I'm sure he's going to have to dig deep in the archive.
Should Brian Dutcher be the National Coach of the Year?
What is the National Coach of the Year? Good God, what a day! The National Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
So it would happen on the broadcast, and no one would say anything. All of a sudden, Mud got Don one time, and Don was like, really? All right, gloves are off. So I walked in, and I go, hey, don't ever stop calling each other out when you butcher a word. And Don starts dying laughing. He goes, he started it. And I go, well, you guys got to keep this thing going. I said, it's so, so good. If Don, you know, Don will hit him with like the, when Mud flubs a word. It's the funniest thing ever. It makes
like
it real.
That's potentially a Ben and Woods influence on
San give Ballast Point a try once over again.
Oh,
it's a flub.
God.
It's a flub just in time for our flubs of the week.
Once and over again.
They're like, sure.
All right, got time for one more quick doo-doo this.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
How about this? Congratulations to Kinley Rasmus.
What a stud. I watched almost that whole game.
Kinley Rasmus became just the ninth girl to pitch in the Little League World Series, but she didn't just pitch. She threw six scoreless innings of one-hit ball, striking out 8 yesterday on the first day of the Little League World Series. She's going to be the center of attention for a while, I think, over the next week or so in Williamsport. And look out for our teams. We've got Tijuana playing this morning at 9 a.m. against Australia. And this afternoon at 3, Sweetwater Valley opens their Little League World Series run against Davenport, Iowa. So all on ESPN. Keep an eye out for our local teams today.
It's such a good watch. It's such a great product, Ben. I want to talk more about the Little League World Series and Little League in
Please.
General at some point when we got some time.
All right, that is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We can do that. We also should update the standings in the playoff race. We can do an MLB reach round as we go through what happened yesterday in Major League Baseball.
All right.
Padres wrap up their four-game series, or second two-game series in
all
a row.
Coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios, we know how, on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, my friends, let's get some Eco Water in you ASAP. Listen, I've told you for many, many years now, I want my kids, my wife, I want them to have the best of everything, right? And certain things I can provide, certain things I can't. But Eco Water has really come through for our family. Eco Water SoCal. Listen, you can find cheap water filters anywhere. Find them anywhere you go.
But EcoWater SoCal, they're in a league of their own. Their customer service is legendary. They will come out. They will do a free in-home water test for you. Then they will install your EcoWater SoCal system flawlessly. Truly a white glove experience. If you want the best products and an elite team that treats you like family, then these are the only guys to call. And the water itself, you will taste the difference. You will be able to feel the difference in your hair, on your skin, all of it. You absolutely will. It ruins you for all other water. It really does. So check it out today, 760-350-3338, 760-350-3338, or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know. Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you. Do it today. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Quick update. They have had some bad weather in Williamsport.
And oh, no.
The Tijuana game has been pushed back 3 hours, so it will now be at noon our time.
Okay.
The Sweetwater Valley game is still scheduled for 3, although they have moved it to the main stadium. It was going to be in the second stadium. It'll now be in the main stadium. Both, I believe, are still scheduled to be on ESPN, though, but the Tijuana game now, not until noon our time. Wanted to give the update. Because when a San Diego team is in it, we tend to get a little league obsessed around these parts.
Raul says the official watch party will be at 3N1 Sports Bar in Eastlake. So if you are down there now, you're going to have to push back a little bit if you've made plans.
The Sweetwater one's at the same time.
Oh, it is so 3 o'clock. So it was always
the Tijuana game has been pushed back. The Sweetwater game, same time, just different stadium. Actually, in the cooler stadium, the one where they hold the championship game. So they actually got an upgrade.
Bill makes a good point here. He said, I thought Carl Ravage got the pink slip from ESPN. He was broadcasting yesterday in the Little League game. Yeah, he broadcast.
He's been calling games.
He did Sunday night baseball or whatever.
Tuesday night baseball.
Or whatever. Like the day after he got fired.
I read that he was given the option if he's still been fired, but he was given the option to continue working through the Little League World Series.
Laid off, I guess, not fired.
Yeah, laid off. But they said, yeah, no, we love you doing it. I don't know if they're just paying them like a day rate to continue to do it. My rate would go way up. I think he, he likes doing it, and if they're going to let him do it, they're going to continue.
So if we got laid off today, Adam was just like, hey, you know, we're making budget cuts. You guys are gone. But if you guys want to finish out, you know, the baseball season or whatever and still come in, we'll pay you. You can finish off this. I don't know. Is it something like that? I don't know.
It would be a dilemma. I think
you'd be here. Who are you kidding?
It wouldn't be a dilemma for me. I wouldn't be here.
Correct.
And I would.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's a reach around
Ben
today.
Ravage over
I'm more
here.
Carl yeah. Ravage, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is such a special event and a special place. Having gotten to go 4 times to Williamsport, it's pretty magical. It's all I can really, the only word that I can use to describe it.
It spins, watching those games spins me out to no end. putting yourself in those situations of like, all right, first and third here, but like, there's just so much I have to learn still and teach. I mean, it's just so much.
I mean, it's not out of the question. You've got your travel ball team.
Yeah.
You coach Little League.
Yeah.
At some point, as your kids get to that 12-year-old age, Encinitas is a Little League that has advanced. So, like, the West Region has knocked on the door of Williamsport. San Diego is a hotbed. You've got some good baseball players of your son's age in that kind of community. I mean, the odds are still incredibly
low, yeah.
But you could be heading down that road towards something like that.
Never
would
know.
You, would you be able to handle it?
Yeah, I would love it.
The funny thing is,
but I just would rely on so many other people to help.
Sure, but the one thing that you do well that is a little awkward is the press conferences. When you get to Williamsport, a lot of those Little League coaches have never sat down.
Yeah, it's almost like they've never spoken
before. At a press conference,
right,
and had to answer questions, and they do. They have a little media room that's underneath the stadium, and you go in after the game and set up your camera, and you, hey, what was the thinking there in the game and everything? I feel like that part you would be able to ace.
Yeah.
Having seen so many of the post-game news conferences with different Padres managers over the years.
What was I looking for there? No, he's looking for a pitch to hit. You know, he didn't get it done, but he was trying to drive in a run. So, next question. Just a total jerk. Just fully like.
Let me ask you, what would you have done in that situation?
Well, hey, let me ask you a question. What would you do? Oh, pretty easy sitting there on your rear end watching, right? Can you imagine? Yeah, that Dominican kid yesterday, I watched him pitch, the lefty. I couldn't hit him. I couldn't hit him in four ABs. The kid would blow it past me.
Are you kidding? Most adults think that it's Little League. These are 12-year-olds.
Ben, most adults think they could play in the big leagues. Are you kidding? Do you see Twitter after the Padres lose?
You could not hit the vast majority of these Little Leaguers.
No question. No question. That kid especially.
From the distance they're throwing at?
46 feet.
It would be very difficult to hit any of 60. Those kids.
Yeah. It's hard for 60. Trust. Yeah. Like, there's just no way. There's so many good little players out there. I love seeing the disparity, too. Kid show he walks up, well, he's 5'7", 185. The next kid is 4'3", and he's like,
yeah,
my favorite player is Bobby Witt. It's like, he just comes up and gets knocked. Like, yeah. It's so rad.
I love the Little League World Series. I was watching,
it's so
like, watching Sweetwater's game last week against Hawaii, and like Hawaii in particular, like the builds on some of the kids there, they would have one kid who was like their second baseman, he's 4'4", you know, 70 pounds soaking wet, and then this big 12-year-old would be hitting right behind him, and it's like, you know, oh, their favorite snack is mac and cheese or something random on the screen. It's so good.
I want to say it was maybe like the 2021 Little League World Series when, and they always do, favorite player. And it was like 80% was Fernando Tatis Jr.
That's right.
That year. Everybody loved him across the country.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
All right, let's get an update on the standings and the rest of Major League Baseball. Woods, it's your favorite time of the show.
I love the reach around.
They're doing the reach around.
They're doing the
reach around.
Everybody doing the
reach around.
Yeah, not a good day for your San Diego Padres. Not only did they lose, but both the teams that they wanted to lose won. Including the Philadelphia Phillies, who got
Red
a Luis Arraez home run in their sixth straight win. Beat the Marlins again 4-1, so they're now two games up on the Padres for the second wild card spot. And the Diamondbacks got that game back that they lost. They rallied with two in the 10th to beat the Boston Red Sox 7-6 and stabilize a little bit after two really rough days. With Ketel Marte's no-show and then getting sent back, they needed that win badly, so they move a game behind the Padres for the third and final wild card spot.
They tried to blow it. They tried to blow it, and Red Sox tied it, but ultimately the Diamondbacks got there.
And then still on the outskirts of the race, even with the loss, the Marlins are four back, and the St. Louis Cardinals are three back in the wild card race of the Padres. At this point in the season. All right, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 6-4 in 10 innings. It was the ninth sweep of the season for the Los Angeles Dodgers, getting healthy against the bad teams. The White Sox avoided a sweep. They shut out the Cubs 3-0. Bulk pitcher Jose Urquidy didn't start but went six innings and gave up just two hits. Twins, who the Padres will be facing this weekend. It's not always who you face, it's when you face them. Mets have been playing really well lately. And we just saw it. They took two out of three. Twins just swept the Atlanta Braves 6-4 yesterday, continuing to bolster their playoff chances. I'll update the AL wildcard standings in a second. Pirates over the Tigers 4-3. Paul Skeens returned with 4 1/3 innings and 3 earned runs.
That's it.
Got a no decision. His next start likely will come in San Diego against the Padres. Possibly against Joe Musgrove.
So they skipped a start for him,
They
right?
skipped one. They brought him back.
So they skipped him, maybe give him a little
and
rest.
He was going to take the loss, but the Pirates got back-to-back or two home runs in the ninth, including a walk-off by Brandon Lau.
Got him off the hook.
To win the game in the end, got him off the hook. Yeah, Cardinals did lose 5-4, so again, they're three back in the wild card race to the Reds. Sal Stewart, your likely NL Rookie of the Year, hit a three-run home run, his 27th of the season. Angels lose to the Astros 3-2. Houston, again, moving two games in front of Texas in the American League West because the Rangers lost 6-0 to the Nationals. Great start for Cade Cavalli. Six innings and 11 strikeouts for the Nats.
Are you over? Are you guys over all the the interleague right now at this time of year?
Yeah, but it's inevitable.
I know it's inevitable. Yeah, I know it is. I'm over it.
You're gonna have interleague throughout. There's interleague opening day. There's interleague last season.
I know that there's interleague.
Yeah.
This time of year,
you want it all.
It doesn't feel like two different leagues like it used to.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe
like
it's
back when it used to like only be like June or July in the summer.
Maybe it's a mental thing.
Pitchers would be hitting or not hitting or whatever. Like now it
it's
doesn't.
Just not what you used to.
It's just not what I want. Like it's not even what I'm not used. It's just what I don't want. I don't want to play
games
the Twins
mean the
right
same
now.
Thing. One game in the standings.
Like the Padres just played the Astros. That didn't feel like interleague play to me. It just felt like playing the Astros.
Yeah. The Mariners bounced back from their 22-0 loss. Seven runs in the first two innings, and that was it. They beat the Brewers 7-5. Royals used a 7-run eighth to top the A's 9-7. Rays beat up on Max Scherzer of the Blue Jays. He's now 1-6 with a 7-4 ERA. They won 7-6 over Toronto.
Did you see him melt down against his own fielder who kind of booted a ball?
It's been a tough season for Scherzer.
I've always thought, too, what if a fielder, every time you laid one in there and a guy hit it out, what if the fielder was like, and like started screaming at you?
Come on, bro.
What's up, dude? You throwing it right down the middle? Yeah. Maybe they do and we just don't see it, but boy, pitchers like to show up.
It.
The pitchers love to show up their fielders.
Giants blank the Guardians 1-0, and as we mentioned, Yankees over the Orioles 5-3. And now the Twins, who are coming to San Diego, hold the third wild card spot the American League. Two games under 500. Half a game ahead of the Texas Rangers. All right, we will come back. 2 hours left, including Real or Fake.
One hour left.
1 hour left until the roundtable next on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.